Mini episode 296 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Fashion Wrap Up, the definitive source for quick hits on fashion, style, celebrity, culture, and beauty news. Follow them on the web at fashionwrapup.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
All right, everybody. Rick Morris and Kyle Ross back with you in the FDH Lounge, running through our divisional previews here, taking a look today at the NFC North. And again, a very good division, particularly in the upper half of the division, but you could say kind of all throughout the division, a decent degree of strength, because the team that I'm going to pick for last place, and I'm guessing you might as well, is actually a team that made the playoffs last year, a sign of relative strength in the old NFC North.
Yeah, Minnesota. Minnesota.
I'm picking them to go 10-6 to 6-10.
Me too.
Then again, I didn't think much of them last year, and neither did you. But this year, we're going to be right, Kyle.
Yeah. Here's the thing: if Indianapolis is the clear candidate for regression in the AFC, it's Minnesota in the NFC.
Yep.
I mean, you know, we said when we talked about the NFC East, I said they'd regress, but not to the degree Minnesota is. And Football Outsiders, I purchased their almanac. It's just a wonderful publication. I mean, I'm not getting, I'm not being paid here or anything. I highly recommend anyone pick it up. I mean,
but they're helping you get paid.
yeah. But thank you.
Yes.
But here's the thing: I totally agreed on their outlook for the Vikings, and they wrote it like near the top. And most people, when they looked, they have Adrian Peterson. He's so great. He's the best player. I'm not saying he's not. But when your game plan for greatness is, well, you know, our star running back is going to have one of the four or five greatest seasons at his position again.
Right.
That's not a good plan. Other than Adrian Peterson. Look, and here's the thing. I think they drafted pretty well.
Right.
And I think the defense is okay. But Christian Ponder is a major question mark. And you got the sense last year that they won in spite of him. And that, here's the thing. Peterson had probably the best year running backs ever had since Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, it was certainly the best of the last 10 years. I think it was better than the year that Chris Johnson did his thing.
I would agree with that. And particularly with what he came back from.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable. Yeah.
But even with that, okay, here's the thing. Even with that remarkable season, best year running backs had, let's say, 10, 12 years, just for argument's sake. They were a fringe playoff team that kind of lucked its way into a tiebreaker, and no one bought. So you get the feeling that was their ceiling, so there's going to be some obvious regression this year. They jumped from 3 to 10 wins. That indicates there'll be a regression. So, yeah, I'm with you. 6 wins for Minnesota. They could actually be a candidate for worst team in the NFC this year.
Fun fact about the NFC North. This is something that we've been doing every year with the FDH Lounge the last couple of years. This is the first year we actually exploited it for a show segment. NFL Top 32, a list of the top 32 players in the league. I ultimately have the final call on slotting them there. And just why 32? Because there's 32 teams in the league. So an average of one star per team. And this was not by any design or anything like that. The top three players on the list all came out of the NFC North. Number one, Adrian Peterson. Number two, Aaron Rodgers. Number three, Megatron. Just thought that was kind of interesting that it shook out that way. When you're looking at offensive skill position talent, the NFC North brings it like nobody.
Look, I mean, let's be honest here. We haven't said this. The NFC far superior to the AFC overall. I mean, in the AFC, we kind of hit those like four or five teams that we thought would be really bad.
Right.
I really believe that the top five teams in next year's draft, before trades happen or teams have to give away picks for previous trades, are all out of the AFC. I don't think there's a terrible team really in the NFC. Minnesota, interesting enough, you know, Vegas doesn't like to move the win totals at this point of the year. They'll just increase the juice. No team has a higher juice on its over-under than Minnesota does on the under for 7.5, minus 191. You've almost got to lay – it's almost 2-1 odds you got to lay to bet that under anymore. So there could be a move. Vegas could – actually wind up shifting that down to 7, which says that a lot of people are with us and think this team regresses.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, I actually bet somebody that they a guy who lives in Minnesota drunkenly at a wedding that the Vikings would finish in last place.
Well, again, you know, with all due respect out there to the folks wearing the purple footy pajamas, again, Minnesota does look like the fourth place team in this division. Third place team, I don't know if we're going to agree on or not. I'm saying Detroit at 7-9. I think they're going to bounce back a little bit from the trough of last year.
Oh, how can they not?
Yeah. Not back to the
playoffs.
Except
for Jim Schwartz, of course.
Yeah. Well, you and I disagree on him. We agree to disagree on Jim Schwartz's solidity as an NFL head coach. But still a lot of questions. And I will say this, too. Having watched the first preseason game against the Browns that did not have Megatron, this is a thing where, and Reggie Bush has said, oh, who are you going to cover with this offense, whatever? Yeah, properly deployed, full strength, Detroit's offense could be very hard to cover. But that first game against the Browns proved is, take even one or two of those elements out of play, and they're not so hard to cover and or disrupt.
Last year was clearly a worst-case scenario for them. They can't get worse. They dropped from 10 to 4, so the win total is going to go up. I've been referencing this several times. Teams with a shift of win totals of 4 or more. They obviously were in the negative last year. They were part of that group.
Right.
I think there were 13 teams that qualified last year. It was an all-time high.
Right.
Teams who saw – that's all, I mean, that's almost half the league saw its win total shift by 4 more games last year.
Yes.
This year they go up the other way. I've actually, believe it or not, as much as I hate Jim Schwartz, and it's going to be interesting if he saves his job. It depends how they get to the 8. I have them 8-8. If they're 8-6 and they lose their last two games, I think he'll be out.
I'm harder on the Lions than you and softer on the Cowboys. What kind of crazy universe is this?
I think it's the numbers. You know, the Cowboys maybe – I just figured I had to even out the win totals looking at last year. You know, I had to look how many wins there were in the league last year and adjust it. So I think that's where I came up with 7 for Dallas. But the Lions, to me, are a clear candidate to improve. They're, by the way, weren't they like 4-0 or 5-0 at one point 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Since that time, they're like 9. They're playing like 333 football under your boy Schwartz, who single-handedly lost the game for him on Thanksgiving, by the way, by not knowing the rules.
Well, it was
you can't do that.
Tough moment for a good coach.
I don't think he's
been unfairly besmirched by Jim Harbaugh. But I will
say. I thought you should have clotheslined him. How dare you get in Jim Harbaugh's way?
Yeah.
a true Michigan man, thank you very much.
I think this. Yeah, he is, which kind of says it all.
Yeah.
But I think that this defense is going to be a little bit better.
They can't be any worse.
Year two with Biz Markie impersonator Nick Fairley, I think they're going to be a little bit stronger in the middle.
They just can't be worse than they were last
year.
So I got Detroit 8-8, but not making the playoffs. Some people, Bill Barnwell made the case they could be 10-6 in a playoff team. I don't think they jump up that high. I still think there's too many question marks.
In a best-case scenario, that could happen, but I don't see them getting past Chicago, who I have being on the doorstep still. I'm saying 9-7. They were 10-6 last year. The interesting thing is, you know, you talk about we talked about in our NFC East preview, the Giants had missed the playoffs at 9-7 after having previously won the Super Bowl at 9-7 the year before. Chicago at 10-6 missed the playoffs on a tiebreaker. They were 10-6. Yeah, to Minnesota. And Lovie Smith gets fired because, you didn't make the playoffs. Look, I think things were probably getting a little bit stale and moss-covered with the Chicago regime, to use the words of my close personal friend Rand Paul. But having said that, I do think...
Talk about moss-covered.
Yeah. But I think they made the right move, but for the wrong reasons. I mean... It was probably time to make a change.
They liked Love. The players loved Lovie.
Yeah, but maybe they were a little bit too comfortable or whatever, but to act like last year was a failure, Kyle, the line between that is so
– yeah.
They were a better team than Minnesota, and Minnesota made the playoffs because of a stupid tiebreaker formula.
If Chicago played Minnesota in the playoffs on a neutral field, the Bears are favored in that game, absolutely.
Probably win solidly. Is my
but
guess.
The problem was Cutler's gotten hurt the last 2 years. Remember, this, I picked the Bears to win the NFC at the start of last year, and it looked great the first half. They look great. It's so unbelievable because with the turnover situation, they always say that turnovers from year to year are never consistent. If you have a great turnover ratio 1 year, chances are it's not going to be great the next year.
Right.
Under Lovie Smith, it was always great. That defense always forced a lot of turnovers. Their special teams was good.
Right.
It was always the offense.
Right.
So in steps Mark Trestman. He's a real unknown commodity. Obviously, he comes from the CFL. I don't know how much CFL homework you've done. I'll tell you this. The Montreal Alouettes – who he coached, and were like the best team in the league while he was there. They had the best record during his tenure over that time span. They stink this year. So maybe he's a good coach. The Montreal Alouettes, I believe, are in last place in the East Division right now.
Mark Trestman is going to be a little bit confused in game one here when at no point during the game is the ball going to be spotted on the 55-yard line.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so, but it's going to be Jay Cutler, though, here's the thing. He's a lot like Romo in that other than Rich Gannon when he hooked up with John Gruden, do you ever see an NFL quarterback that just takes the next level at the stage of the career Cutler's at? I think Cutler is who he is. I'm with you. I got the Bears at 9-7. Interesting fact.
Wait a minute. I was gonna go with that. I just got to think of the guy here, but
I'm sure there are examples, but it's few and far between. The Bears actually had the best point differential in the division last year by 1 point over Green Bay. The Bears to me are
Jim Plunkett. That was who. Jim Plunkett.
Okay, well, he also switched teams.
Yes.
He switched teams. He went from a bad New England team to a Raiders team that was good.
Okay.
And again, I don't have a lot of other side that was kind of while I was being born. So excuse me. I can't exactly remember those seven, you know, that 80 playoff run and what you know how Plunkett changed his game. But the Bears to me, if you remember that I picked against the Ravens in the AFC because we had to flip-flop four playoff teams. And I only have two new playoff teams in each conference. If the Ravens make it, I'll knock out the Falcons, who we haven't talked about.
Right.
Who I know that'll be a big disagreement between
that
us.
That probably will.
The Bears, I got them at 9-7, and again losing a tiebreak to get in the playoffs right now. It just seems like we're kind of trying to win with the same stuff. They were right to get rid of Urlacher, but I don't know. They just seem to be stuck in that 9-7 rut. They're not as good as the Packers, but they're better than the other two teams.
Right.
Is basically the way I view the Bears. And they're not as good as, like, the Seahawks and 49ers looking at the NFC globally, but they're better than most teams.
They are. And at 9-7, I would just have them missing the playoffs on a tiebreaker. Green Bay, I have winning the division, probably like most of the rest of the universe, 11-5. I have them in the running for one of the first-round byes. And as a legitimate Super Bowl contender, which I think is a pretty mainstream take.
Yeah, I've got them at 10 wins. Again, you know, the kind of the general rule is in Vegas, if you have a win total of 10 or above, you go under. They're at 10.5. I could see them at 11, though. They're a 10 or 11 win team. I'm with you. They'll compete for a first-round bye. I don't have them getting one. I have them being the 3 seed. What do you make of all this controversy, guys, coming out against Aaron Rodgers? You know, is that just sour grapes, the Greg Jennings of the world, Donald Drivers?
It is, yeah. Just shut your pie holes. I mean, you have benefited greatly by playing with a quarterback like him, you know?
He is – it's funny that you get the – since winning the Super Bowl 3 seasons ago, I mean, this has been one of the best teams in the league, no doubt about it, but – it's been very unsatisfying the way the last 2 years have ended.
Right.
I mean, they got upset by the Giants 2 years ago in the divisional round at home after the 15-1 regular season.
Right.
That was a major disappointment. I mean, that was one of the great – that was probably one of the best regular season teams not even to make the Super Bowl.
Right.
I'd put them right up there with the 98 Vikings, Randy Moss's rookie year, at least kind of in our era.
I have a good friend, an occasional contributor to the show, Bob Benick, commissioner of my two fantasy football leagues, a longtime beloved friend – who will never get over the fact that we didn't get to see Denver and Minnesota in the Super Bowl that
I
year.
Agree.
Yeah.
Atlanta team, one bought them, even though they had a good record.
Yeah.
But, and then last year, it appeared that they had never seen the read option before in their life. When Colin Kaepernick, I remember texting my buddy who had left earlier in the day, and I was like, you won't believe this. Colin Kaepernick could be having the most ridiculous game in NFL history. Check the stats. And he texted me back like 2 seconds later, holy, you know, SH star T, okay? It was really bad. But with Green Bay, it was interesting. Other than that game and a game they got shellacked by the Giants, remember kind of middle of the year to late in the year, they were pretty competitive last year. Not in all their losses. They didn't have a bad game in those two. I mean, they had the Fail Mary loss. I think they lost to the Niners close in week one.
Right.
You know, they didn't play a lot of bad games. So I see this team. They also saw their win total drop from like 15 to 10. So this is a 10 or 11 win team that I think everyone's of the agreement. Everyone's going to have them win the division.
Yeah, I think we're all in accord on that. And again, a pretty mainstream take as far as breaking down the NFC North.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.